Though many families have not been able to return to the city, others have made their way back to the city and the many familiar institutions that do remain there. Central Grocery, one of New Orleans' oldest and most beloved food stores, celebrates its 100th birthday this Mardi Gras. It's a family business that began feeding dock workers and eventually became a culinary landmark. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates is back to bring us the story of this tasty New Orleans institution.
It's barely 11 o'clock in the morning, but tourists and regulars alike are lining up in the aisles of Central Grocery. Squeezed between the brightly colored tins of imported white anchovies and plum tomatoes, they want to be sure they're in time to snag one of the city's most famous sandwiches, the muffaletta. Co-owner Larry Tusa explains how the sandwiches are constructed as he deftly puts together a stack of muffalettas to go.
And we start with a layer of the ham, ported ham. It's like a prosciutto, but it's cooked. It's not cured. And then we'll put down a layer of mortadella, which is an Italian-style sausage from Italy.
The muffaletta is a sturdy sandwich. It was originally constructed for the Sicilian immigrant workers who manned New Orleans port businesses at the turn of the 20th century. Larry's cousin Sal Tusa, another of Central's co-owners, figures the muffaletta developed soon after their grandfather opened Central's doors in 1906.
The sandwich kind of evolved. All of this cold cuts popular with the Sicilians and they ate it separate and the breads were sold separate and eventually, you know, made a sandwich out of it. But it was small, and it wasn't like this. You know, I mean, they might have made a dozen, two dozen sandwiches a day.
The sandwich became a gustatory must-have, so much so that homesick New Orleanians order them airshipped on ice. Sal Tusa boasts that the muffaletta can last all day without refrigeration. That makes them the preferred sustenance for the folks who line up to watch hours-long Mardi Gras parades and for the people on the floats. But if you don't order your muffaletta early, says Larry Tusa, you might not get a crumb.
And once the bread is gone, that's it for today.
We have to turn people away very disappointed, and they'll always ask for what's a second choice, but we always tell them that the next choice is to come back tomorrow and get another sandwich so you can come back tomorrow.
And people do come back. But even with customer loyalty, Sal Tusa says, each generation of Central grocers faced challenges. For his grandfather's generation, it was the Depression. For his father's, the price competition from supermarkets.
Our biggest challenge, my generation, is recent, with Katrina. I mean, this store was closed for 3 months. That's never happened. I mean, the first day when we walked back in, I just kind of sat on a chair and looked around and said, okay, where do we start?
The mess was overwhelming, and for many months, customers were scarce because no one was back in the city. Today, Central looks much as it did before Katrina, and business is picking up. As for the future of this family business, Sal Tusa isn't sure if a fourth generation of Tusas will choose to make Central their lives work.
You know, it's not for everybody. Some people don't like meeting the public. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back later. We don't know. We'll keep it going as long as we can.
And with that, both Tusas excuse themselves to answer the phone and take orders for what else? More muffalettas. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News, New Orleans.
Listen again tomorrow for more day-to-day coverage from New Orleans. On Ash Wednesday, Karen reports on St. Augustine's Church and its struggle to survive after Hurricane Katrina.